Are we starting?
Yeah.
James, you're great.
Another one.
Oh. You'll peep.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Pass the Salt. We are here
starting. I do this every time.
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt. Yeah, we're here starting a kind of new little mini-series about the
Revive seminars.
2025 seminars.
Yeah. Seminars.
With the cancellation of Impact, we replaced it with an event called Revive, and we kept things like our seminars. So now we're here recording them to reach the masses even more. And today we have a special guest star with
Drumroll, please.
Cora!
Hey guys, it's an honor to be here.
Yeah. We're so lucky to have you here and for you to fix our mics. Guys, Cora's the best.
She is. She's great.
She does a lot of tech stuff for us at Salt and Light. She's on first year intern this summer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really exciting stuff.
Really exciting stuff.
Really exciting.
Really exciting stuff.
Cora, cool. You're great.
You're great.
So Cora, what are you here to talk with us about today?
I'm here to talk about my seminar that I gave at Revive with a dear friend of mine who could not be here today.
Corinne.
Corinne, love her. But yeah, it was called Finding God in Other People, and there's kind of a lot of different parts within that, yep. But that's sort of what my gig is.
Sick.
What are you guys here to talk about today?
Before we get started, disclaimer, we didn't plan this.
We didn't plan this.
We all pulled up in the parking lot, and we went like,
we're
like,
Story's gonna change. All right, so if we just pray to open, then we can get into this.
Six.
What are you
I got it.
Okay. Sick.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to revisit Cora's seminar from Revive 2025. God, we just thank you for the words that you've put on our heart and the message that was delivered at Revive. God, I just pray that whatever you want to be spoken in this podcast and be received, I just pray that that will happen. And that the things that are said will be pleasing to you and that they will be honoring to your name. God, we just submit this episode to you, your will be done, and we love you so much, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Cool. All right, well,
you guys can go now if you want to talk.
You
have my notes. So some background info on Finding God in Other People. The way that I kind of started it was, so finding God in other people, right? Like, what does other people mean? And so that's kind of anybody you know. It can be like friends, coworkers, classmates, like your boss, your teacher, strangers, acquaintances, like enemies even, anybody really. So that's what like other people is kind of referring to. And then kind of the other piece of background info that I'm going to give is like talking about like what love, how we're going to talk about love in this context. And that's like as both a feeling and an action. Mm-hmm. So, like, you technically can have love, like, one without the other, you know, like, you can have love as a feeling, like, wow, like, I really care about this person, I love this person, just as kind of, like, a thought and a feeling, and then you can also have love as, like, an action, whereas, like, you know, actually loving someone as a verb, and, like, taking care of them or showing them that you care for them, that kind of thing. So they're kind of two separate things there, but really they go together.
Yeah.
And... like, there's both, like, the practical sense of that, where, like, you know, if it's, say it's my birthday and I tell you all the time how much I hate bowling and you give me a bowling ball, you've done an action. You've loved me in an actionable way.
Yeah.
But, like, there isn't, like, love behind that, because if you really loved me, you would have known that I hate bowling, because I tell you every day.
I do know.
Rachel, I hate bowling.
Yeah.
So I was actually going to ask you if you wanted to go bowling.
Oh, yeah. So that's actually, Rachel doesn't love me.
That's tough.
Yeah. No. But, yeah, and then, like, the other way around, you know, maybe, you know, it's Hope's birthday, and I'm like, wow, Hope, I love you. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. It's,
aww.
I do love you.
It was Hope's birthday.
It was, yeah.
And you're like, maybe you say to me, like, wow, all I want for my birthday is, like, some Salt and Light merch. Like, I want a Salt and Light t-shirt. And, like, you know that I can get you that. And I look at you and I think, wow, I love you, Hope. I hope you have a great birthday. Like, I think, like, wow, I hope that she gets a Salt and Light shirt. But, like, I'm on the Salt and Light team and I could, like, very easily get you a shirt.
Mm.
And I don't get you one. Like, I love you as a thought.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not an action.
Stop
not to say
there,
that,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you have to have love. Like, you have to buy someone something
yeah.
in action. Although, like, buying someone a Salt and Light shirt, I do think
yeah.
that is, like, a
so
great
you
way
can
to
buy, you
show.
Can buy one right now. If
perfect
you go to snlym.com/shop,
yes.
you can get that friend
right,
of yours.
It's done
now.
Anyways. But, yeah, so it's just kind of, like, yes, you can have love without, yeah, one type of love without the other, but it's not really the same, like,
yeah.
practically in your relationships. And then that's also kind of, like, supported by scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Grab my,
yeah.
my little scripture sheet. Like, so, Luke 6:45 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart,
mm-hmm.
and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up
yeah.
in his heart, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And then James 2:22 says, you see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. So that kind of just shows us that what you think matters, because it's like what you think about and what you have in your heart is what's
mm-hmm.
going to influence your actions.
Yeah.
And then your faith and your actions are made complete by like the beliefs that you have and the feelings. So they kind of work together.
Mm-hmm.
So how you feel determines what you do, and what you do determines how you feel. So they all go together, both like practically and also with scriptural evidence.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of our like background. You know, other people is kind of anybody you know, and then, like, we're kind of looking at love as both a feeling and like, a thought and faith, and then also as an action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the background there.
Like, so,
right.
Aura.
Yes, let me...
So
let me
how do we get
it?
Our
how
feelings
do we
and our actions on the right track when it comes to loving someone?
Thank you. What a perfect question. Who came up with that?
Hmm.
Huh. Right.
It's definitely.
So
well.
We're going to talk about, yes, exactly. We're going to talk about mostly like the faith and the loving people part of things first. It's kind of going to be the bulk of what we talk about. And I think a lot of times this question comes up with like, you know, how do we love our enemies? Because that's definitely like a struggle
right.
and that's really hard. But I want to like kind of focus first on how we love like our friends and the people we know and our family and the people we're close to, because I think that it's really easy to think like, oh, I need, like, I love these people, but it's not something I need to focus on because I already love them. But, like, when we're called to, like, love like Jesus and walk like Jesus, like, that also sometimes needs us to, like, re-examine, like, our close relationships. Because just because we, like, don't hate someone doesn't mean that we're loving them as well as we could be.
Mm. Right.
So the bulk of it is it's not just enough to say, oh, I like these people, or I agree
yeah.
with them, so I love them. It's like, what does that actually look like, and are we loving them in the way that, like, God
mm-hmm.
does, and God wants us
yeah,
to?
Yeah, are we loving them more than just a feeling and, like, saying that we love them
yeah.
and feeling love for them, but, like, are we acting on that and, like, showing them that we love them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and, like, how are we approaching that feeling? Like, are we
mm-hmm.
getting, like, deeper with it?
Yeah.
Are we just
are we
kind
just
of,
like, wow,
whatever?
I like being around them, so
right.
I love them. Like,
yes.
what does that look like?
So, yeah, this would be a good time if you want to do a little activity, yeah.
I remember, I went to your seminar. So
yeah, you did. obviously, we're not all together right now, but this would be a time if you want to, like, pause for, like, a minute and write down or, you know, think about somebody you know who you're, you know, close with. It doesn't have to be somebody you disagree with or anything. It could be, like, a family member or, like, a close friend or a partner or something like that. Just kind of thinking, like, what are the things that... Why is this person, like, the best person in the world? It's just, like, a little exercise, kind of, like, what do I love about this person? What are my favorite things about this person? Like, if I had to convince somebody that this person is, like, the best person ever, what would I say?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sounds a little funny, but it's, like, how often do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like... Yes, we like the people we're around, but do we go out of our way often to, like, really understand them and appreciate them, both, like, as how we view them, like, internally, and also do we take the time to, like, communicate that and, like, bring that to them as well? I think it feels a little hard, like, in society, it's not really normalized to kind of go out of our way and, like, love people like that or, like, show people that we love them or talk about it. It's easier kind of just to like focus on what you're doing, going through the motions, that kind of thing. So it's important to kind of stop and like think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to take a minute to do that,
we'll talk amongst ourselves while you do that.
Anyway,
all right, yes,
we're back
out of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then going along with that, like something I've really been like a vision I've really been enjoying this summer, is just kind of like the idea of God, like how he looks at us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever like worked on a project or like gone on a trip or something or like made something and you just like really want to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
or like you get the opportunity and you're so excited, like, oh, this is this thing I made or this is this thing I did, like, let me tell you about it. And I just imagine that God is like that, like anytime he talks about us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I imagine like if he got the opportunity like to talk with us about somebody else, he would be like, oh my gosh, you want to hear about Rachel? I love Rachel. I could talk about Rachel forever. There's so much to say. Like, she's so talented. I mean, have you heard her voice and, like, seen her acting? Like, she's just, like, remarkable in that. Like, I've given her these gifts, and she uses them so well and, like, glorifies me with them, and it's so awesome. And, like, the way that she connects with other people is, like, amazing, and she's, like, so funny. Or, like, oh my gosh, like, I get to talk about, like, Hope. I love talking about Hope.
Oh, no.
She is, like, the most fantastic drummer, and she plays guitar, and she plays, like, piano, I think, right? Do you actually? I haven't, like,
yeah,
seen
you
play it, but I assume you do. And she, like, sings, and she just sounds fantastic, and she's just, like, such, like, a force for, like, joy and, like, positivity, and she's, like, brings it to everybody, and, like, I just love seeing her do that, and, like, you know, like, using these gifts that I've given her, like, to the fullest, and it's so awesome. Like, I feel like...
We paid her to say that.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
that's true. You caught us.
No,
yeah.
Thank you, Coral.
Yeah,
oh,
I just, like, I feel like we can all do that about, like, all the people that we care about, and I mean, I am lucky in that I have, like, two, like, truly wonderful people next to me. Like, it's not hard to think of what's amazing about them, and sometimes it is a little bit more complicated, even if it's someone we love, but, like,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, like, so worthwhile
yeah.
to kind of be able to spend that time and, like, what do I appreciate about this person? Like, what really makes them, like, amazing? How would God look at them? Like, if God's
mm-hmm.
up there in his, like, studio where he makes
yeah.
all his people and, like, comes up with their personalities and stuff, like, what would he say about, like, these people that you
yeah.
know? And if you don't know, then maybe that's, like, a sign to get to know the people you care about
right.
more. Because, like, sometimes you have to know them a little bit more before you can, like, figure out why they're so fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of, like, a really important pursuit, I think, is just,
mm-hmm.
like, finding out what is so amazing
yeah.
about people and, like, figuring out, like, getting to the bottom of it, kind of, like, what does God, like, love about
mm-hmm.
people? Like, that's just, like, a phrase that I love so much, like,
mm-hmm.
a God who delights in us. I think
yeah.
that that's just, like, amazing. Like, God of, like, the whole universe, like, the guy who made absolutely everything, like, the mountains and the grass and the trees and, like, the stars and rain and all the amazing things ever. He made everything and all good things. Like, James 1:17 is, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. The guy who made everything good ever, like,
mm.
loves you and thinks that you're the coolest person ever. Like, he looks
yeah.
at you and he's like, I want, like, that one. Like, I like that
mm.
one. You're
mm.
awesome, and I'm just so excited for you and proud of you. Like, the guy who made everything thinks you're the best, which is awesome. And I think kind of part of it is just, like, you know, being, like, a follower of Christ and kind of, like, walking with him is trying to, like, love people in the way that he does. And obviously there's no way to, like, be able to give someone, like, a perfect love like that, but I think
mm-hmm.
that, like, we're kind of called to showcase God's love sort of,
right.
like, through that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that, like, that's just an exercise we should all do more, is not just, like, oh, I like being around this person, or, like, they're, like, funny, like, spending time with them, like, that's great, but actually, like, just thinking about, and, like, it's, like, a great exercise in love of, like, how, like, why is this, what makes this person special, what makes
mm-hmm.
them unique, like, what can I see in them and, like, empathize
mm-hmm.
in
yeah.
them of, like, the way that they act, like, what they've gone through and how they look at life and just, like,
mm-hmm.
admiring so many more things about people than just being, like, you're great.
yeah.
So that
yeah.
is good, too.
No, yeah. And I think, like, there was a friend of mine a couple years ago said something to me where she was like, yeah, every time I think a positive thing about somebody, I try to verbalize it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
that's
imagine.
Great.
Yeah, and it's
yeah.
like, we often, you know, think these, like, really cool things, like, we think these encouragements, or we notice something, like, oh, the other day, like, I saw one of our fellow interns being just, like, a really great leader, and I thought that, and I didn't verbalize it, and I, like, thought about verbalizing it, and then I just, like, didn't, and so, like, that follow-through, I think is just really important, and there have been so many times where, like, I can get, like, similar encouragements, which I still love hearing, and then it takes, like, someone to say something I've never heard before, and I'm just like, wait a minute, like, I've never heard that one before, maybe that is something I'm good at, you know, and, like, what would it look like if we were to be sowers of truth in, like, the people that we love?
Yeah.
And even in the people, like, that we're called to love, but it's very difficult. Like, enemies being, like, a strong word, but people we really don't agree with.
Yeah.
People that, you know, as far as the East is from the West, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, like, opinions or beliefs or whatever it may be, what if we were to even instill truth in those people, especially if they're not believers? How do we point people in our lives back to Jesus and let them start to see the things that their Creator has instilled in them that maybe they don't even realize? And, like, that's a very tangible way, I think, that we can present the gospel to people.
And, like, it's, it just, like, sets us apart. Like, like, and there's plenty of people at my school who, you know, they love their friends, and they get along with their friends, and they are so nice to their friends, and then, you know, people they disagree with, it's, like, you know, gossip and bullying and, like, harsh words, but, like, how do we, you know, even the people who disagree with us, even the people who, like, cast, like, mean words our way, like, how do we still think the best of them and not even, like, just, I'm thinking love as an action and love as a feeling, like, not only, you know, just treat them with kindness and, like, think bitter words to ourselves and, like, think negatively about them, but actually start to honor, like, what the Lord has given them and, like, trying to see the best in people, not just, like, treating them with kindness, like, surface level, like, fake stuff, but actually, like, starting to internalize those, like, words.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, like, you said, like, going back to that point about, like, what we're thinking in our minds, what we're, like, allowing, what we're allowing to manifest in our hearts, like, it will affect our actions. I love that. I wrote that down. I was like, yeah, like, the things we think, the things that we feel will start to affect our actions. And I think, like, that's a very powerful truth. And I think, like, it's so easy to be like, oh, well, I'm not saying these things to these people.
So it's fine.
So it's fine.
Just, like, think it.
Yeah, think, like, oh, they're horrible. Or they, you know, are
that
so
really
rude to everybody.
About that,
yeah, and, like, but those things are harmful, like, to us. Because then whatever we are allowing ourselves to start to think, it will so easily slip. Like, there have been so many times where, like, I've let words slip that I didn't mean. And I was like, ooh, wait. That's not what I want to say to people.
That's not what I want to think about.
Yeah, know, and it's like, I don't want to say it. If I wouldn't want to say it to somebody, I wouldn't want to think it.
Yes.
You know, if I wouldn't want, like, if I would think that this thought that I'm having would, like, hurt somebody, I shouldn't even think it. You know, and that's where, like, Jesus comes in. Because we're not perfect, and what we think becomes how we act.
So take every thought captive.
Yeah.
And make it obedient to Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I want to circle back to what you said about, like, I think it's so great that you said, you know, kind of, like, mentioning when people say things that you don't hear all the time. Because, like, there is something about, like, I mean, some things get passed around a lot, or just, like, kind of general encouragement is definitely also important. But, like, there is something special about, like, hearing, like, specific and unique things.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, like, it really is work. Like, it's not just like, oh, I want to, like, love people. Like, loving the people that you care about is still work. Even if it's, like, easier than, like, loving someone you might disagree with, like, it should still be work. And, like, you know, if you care about people, like, it should kind of be worth it to, like, put in that effort and figure out what there is about them that's, like, different. Like, there's also, I was thinking about, you were saying, like, all the thoughts you have were, like, you think of, like, something encouraging, and then you, like, don't necessarily say it, just, like, wanting to. Like, there's some quote that I read recently that I'm not gonna get right, but it's something along the lines of, like, you know, I'll only pass this way once, therefore, like, any kindness that I can do, I should do now. Which is just, like, such a good, I mean, yes, you'll see people again. Like, it's not like, oh, I'll never see this person again, necessarily, so, like, I should encourage them now, but, like, you'll never be in a certain situation again, like, certain things will be happening again, so, like, if you do think of something, like, you should share that. But...
And you might forget, so, like, do it now.
True, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I think of something and I'm like, oh, the moment's passed, this is
yeah,
awkward,
it's like, this,
like,
yeah,
I can't compliment them
now.
Now,
I can't bring it up now.
You still can!
You still can!
You still can!
But
only
yeah. Live in the moment. Crazy. Yeah, just live in the moment a little bit
yeah.
more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Yeah.
All
right. Well, I do have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you find God in other people,
I know.
What does that mean?
Huh? Where is that?
It
means two things.
Okay. That's where
I
was going next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what can it mean if you're finding God in other people?
Right. So,
does
kind
it
of the
mean
way
three
that,
things?
Oh my gosh.
What does it mean to be?
Hey, it was a good transition. Okay. All right.
What does it mean? Yeah, that's where it's going. What does it mean to be finding God in other people? Right. So, kind of the way we're talking about now is kind of like finding God in other people in terms of how we see people,
mm-hmm.
like their worth and their value and how much we appreciate them. So that's kind of like, you know, God is part of us, like Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So like, it's his breath in our lungs, you know, that's a banger of a song. But so there's stuff like that, and then also like just he created us. I think that like a little part of us is in everything we've created, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, God is literally in us. Like, his breath is in my lungs and your guys' lungs and everybody's lungs.
You too.
You too.
Breathe in that truth for a second.
Yes.
Use those lungs really quick.
The Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yahweh. Yeah. So, like, there is just, like, a little bit of God. Like, finding that, like, divinity in humanity is just something, like, that's, I think, so valuable, just, like, seeing that there are, like, little bits of God in everyone and, like, finding out what that is and, like, what those gifts are and, like, calling those out and encouraging them, that kind of thing. But then there's also, like, finding God in other people as in, like, the finding God part of it. Like, if you're looking for God, like, I think that there is just so much evidence of God in other people. Not just, like, Christians either, just, like,
mm-hmm.
anyone you meet, anyone you get to actually connect with, which is, like, not always an easy thing sometimes to like break the surface, but I think just like when you actually connect with someone and see like their complexity, whether it's someone you totally agree with or don't, like seeing like how beautiful people are and how complicated they can be, I think is just such like evidence of God. And also like in the way that when you love someone like this, it like it helps other people find God because they like see your love, kind of like what you were
mm-hmm.
talking about earlier, like with how people like what sets us apart, kind of. So yeah, those are kind of two ways you can take that a little bit in terms of like what finding God in other people can mean for you.
Yeah. I have a thought.
Yeah.
So I'm having this problem.
Yes.
I can find love as a feeling for this person.
Yeah, right.
But I don't agree with their beliefs / actions, and I don't
right.
want to condone those by showing them love as an action.
Wow. That's so true.
So does showing people love as an action, does that mean condoning that behavior?
No, it doesn't.
Mm.
That's
really good, wasn't it?
It's bro.
So
what did Jesus do?
Now let me tell my seminar. So during this season, we have a drama that's really powerful, I think. It's called The Table, and it's about this girl who's in high school, and she... is having like a birthday party, and she's putting a lot of weight on it. She wants everything to be perfect and like pink and precise. She wants anybody who comes to it to like love it and have a great time. She doesn't want anyone there who's gonna like ruin the vibes of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Like she like pushes away like her younger sister and like an elderly guest, and just like a couple other people like that.
Yeah, like her friend even that she just like didn't agree with the
beliefs.
Yes,
that's like
with.
That's
yeah.
where I'm circling back to. You get it. We're on the same page. Yeah, so one of those characters that she kind of turns away is named Grace, and kind of the line there is, like, this girl comes in to join the party, and the main character, Daphne, is like, oh, actually, I have a seat for you at the auxiliary table in the back, not, like, the upfront table, you know, for, like, the less suitable
guests. Because
she's making
choices, yeah.
Yes,
making
and,
choices
yeah.
she doesn't agree with, yeah.
Yeah, and then Grace is like, oh, what does, like, why am I not
yeah,
suitable?
Why can't we all sit
and
together?
Then, yes, and then Daphne's like, oh, I just, you know, you've been making some choices that I don't, like, agree with, and there's going to be a lot of people here. I don't want them to, like, think that I agree with you because I'm sitting with you. So that really, like, comes back to this, like, you know, who do we have at our table? And if we have people at our table that we don't necessarily agree with, does that mean we support them? And so this is, like, a great opportunity where we can, like, look back directly at what Jesus did in this kind of situation and, like, know what we should do, which sometimes goes against, like, our inclination. Like, we might say, oh, you know, I want to be, like, holy or righteous. I want to be only with holy and righteous people. But, like, Jesus is like, it's not the healthy that need a doctor, it's the sick. Mm-hmm. And there's a verse in Mark 2:15, that's, while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. So, so Jesus was eating with sinners,
yeah.
And that's, like, crazy, like, the most, like, of all the humans to ever live, the most holy, like, the only human ever who didn't sin, is eating with sinners. So if Jesus can do it, then we can definitely eat with sinners, and that doesn't mean that, like, we're condoning them. It doesn't matter which way you lean or how you're viewing this, but, like, if it's someone you don't agree with, it, that does not mean that you, like, can't sit with them and, like, enjoy things with them and show them that love.
Or that you're, like, picking up their beliefs, even. Like, yeah. Even eating with someone who you disagree with doesn't mean that now you have to, like,
yeah.
pick up all of their beliefs and you have to believe the same thing they mm-hmm. are because you're, like, because you're letting them into your
right.
life.
100%.
Yeah.
So what it kind of all comes down to is we are not called to wait until someone is righteous by our standards and easy to love and, like, easy to sit with
mm-hmm.
Before we love them. Like, we're called to love someone in spite of the conflicts of this world and love them unconditionally without personal agendas, that, like, show them that pure and genuine Jesus-like love, which will show them, like, safety and peace in the welcoming arms of, like, God, who knows better way than we do. So, like, we're not the judge. Like, God is the one who's judging us, and our job is just to show love to those around us. So it's not, and when we're showing love to people around us, that doesn't mean necessarily, like, I love your beliefs or I love all of your choices. It means, like, you're a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
God loves you more than I can fathom. He delights in you, and because we are called to be more like Jesus, it is worth trying to discover what God adores about you. You're worth the time and effort it takes to go past the surface. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're worth knowing and understanding why we're different and why we disagree. Like, because God made you, and God loves
mm-hmm.
you, and so it's worth, like, knowing that and getting past the surface. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so often we can get caught up in, like, our own beliefs and, like, going into a conversation being like, how do we prove that we're right?
Right, so true.
Rather than,
yeah.
like, how do we love the other person? So just, like, that switch of perspective of, like, let me try and understand and, like, you know, you don't even have to, like, have a conversation about why do you believe the way that
yeah.
you do, but just, like, I don't know, listening to another person
yes.
and, like, listening to their story, like
mm-hmm.
that could be an explanation for why they think the way they do, even if it's not something that you agree with, just,
mm-hmm.
like, being someone who is trying to understand another person. Like, people are complex, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much that goes into people and, like, so many experiences that they have and, like, I don't know, how they were raised and how they were treated at this thing or
mm-hmm.
this, like, school or whatever, like, what might they have been exposed to as a child that maybe they shouldn't have been, and it kind of changed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just, like, I don't know, going in with so much, like, empathy and, like, trying to understand people and love people the way that Jesus does is, like,
yeah.
wow, that's great. Everyone could do that more.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because my, buddy who I did my seminar with, Corinne,
mm-hmm.
Corinne, who did the seminar with me, like, brought up a lot of points about that, like, listening and how important
right.
that is, because it's like, oh, like, I think often we go into, like, conversations with people we disagree with, like you said, like, I want to be right, or, like, how do I convince this person,
mm-hmm.
how do I push them to my way of thinking, and, like, most of the time that's not on us, like, that's,
mm-hmm.
like, a Jesus
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
like, we're not going to, like, we're probably not going to change their mind with one conversation forever.
You're not.
Yeah.
It's just, like, how can I show this person love? How can I, like, listen to them? And, like, through that, like, show them what God is like. Because God is not, like, you should change your mind right now, all of your opinions are wrong. God is like, I love you. So if we're trying to be like God, we don't want to do the opposite of what God does and push people away.
Mm-hmm.
We want to, like, show them that love as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I was thinking about James naturally.
Classic. Always think about James.
Always think about... Yeah. We had this thing where it was like, every time we talked about James, we'd take a drink of water because, you know...
Because I talk about James a lot.
Yep. So but there was a point that I was going to make about, like, motives and stuff like that. But, I don't know, the scripture of that, like, that would be kind of, like, bending it, so I'm not going to use that one.
Real.
But there was another one that I found while I was looking for that, and I was like, ooh, wait, this is good. And it says, this is James 4, verse 11. It says, brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Like, anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it.
Yeah.
When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge,
mm-hmm.
the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
Exactly.
And
we are not the judge.
We're not the judge. And
exactly.
I think often we can forget what our job is.
Yeah.
Our job is simply to point people to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Our job here on this earth is simply to glorify God's name. It is not our job to
determine what's right.
Yeah, inflict judgment upon people. Even when we think we are aiding people in living a righteous life, when we aim to convict, it automatically turns into condemnation because we as humans, we cannot convict.
We do not have the authority.
Yeah,
yes.
We do not have the authority to do that. And it becomes condemnation. It becomes shame. It becomes guilt. Whereas God, and through his working of his Holy Spirit, is the only thing that can actually change people's hearts and can, change people's ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, like, when we inflict judgment, it's like, you who impose judgment on other people, like, to whatever standard you judge other people, you will be judged.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a scary passage. Like, anytime it's like, well, you know, if you impose judgment, you're going to be judged to the same standard. And it's like, I don't want to be held to the standard that I'm judging other people,
mm-hmm.
you know? Cause that's like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a convicting thought right there where it's like, I don't want to be judgmental of other people because I don't want to
be
judged harshly,
yeah.
you know? And, like, yeah. So I think keeping in mind, like, what our motives are going into conversations. Like, we can say we want to have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, but do
and
we
it turns
really
into an
want to,
yeah.
Right. Is our actual
like,
goal there to try and convince the other
right.
person
yeah.
to our belief?
Yeah, what is your motive going into it? And
yes,
is it to listen and learn?
Right.
Or is it to judge and, like...
try and convince someone.
Convince.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So I think that's an important question, too,
yeah.
going into it, but...
I was gonna just bring psychology into this.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to bring in the fundamental attribution error into this. And this is just, like, a thing for humans. Is that... Well, that's what psychology is. It's how humans work. But yeah, so there's basically whenever someone has, like, let's call it a fault just for simplicity's sake. Like,
mm-hmm.
let's say I am late for something. There could be two reasons for me being late to something. It could be because of a situation. It could be there was a lot of traffic. I didn't know it was going to be there. It came out of nowhere. There was an accident. That's why I'm late. Or it could be because of my disposition, so like my personality. It could be I'm just not a responsible person, I didn't think about leaving in time, and then now I'm late. So the fundamental attribution error is that we typically look at other people and think that their faults, their like errors, the things that they might mess up in, are due to their disposition, their personality. They're just not a responsible person, that's why they're late, they need to like do better. But for us, we always want to think that our faults and our mistakes and things are because of our situations. Like, it's not my fault, it was just the situation I was put in. That's why I'm late, that's why I made this mistake. So, I don't know, just trying to kick that error out of here, kick that fundamental attribution error out of here.
Kick that fundamental attribution
error. Yeah!
Put that on a shirt!
If you need to take one thing away.
Get that fundamental attribution error out of here. But yeah, just trying to look at other people and consider their situation, consider where they might be. Like, maybe they're acting this way that I know, like, isn't right, or even, yeah, it's something that maybe you know isn't right because it's Jesus' words and he has said it's not right. But looking at that and not, and being like, okay, maybe it's not like something that they're like actively choosing to just like not be, you know, I don't know, not walk in the way that Jesus is pointing us to, but maybe there's something in their situation that this is all they think that they have left. Maybe this is like a coping thing for them. So just not, you know, judging other people because we don't know all of the situations, but being open to listen and to, you know, receive and try and understand where another person is coming from is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so true. That's always interesting to me, like, when I think about that, because, like, the first time I read about that concept, this is just going off on a tangent, but, like, I was like, are we sure? Because I think I'm, like, when I mess up, I'm, like, I'm the worst person ever. This is a personal flaw.
Oh, I'm
and other
so
people
defensive.
Will,
I
like,
always
go
like,
out
it's
of their
not
way.
My fault.
And I'm like, oh, they probably, like, someone could, like, do whatever. I'm like, oh, it's they probably just grew up different. That probably something happened to them. Mm-hmm. I should always say that was
well, that's a great outlook to have. Maybe not about yourself.
No, well, yeah. That's just saying, I feel like someone's just
about
flipped.
Other people.
But,
yeah. No, yeah. I'm a very defensive person. So, that's like, true. If someone's like, oh, like, why didn't this happen? I'm like, it's not. I've been busy, okay?
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
And I, like, you know, get all worked up. But, yeah.
It's funny that your thing is about psychology. Mine is a little bit, too. Like, and especially just as we're talking so much about, like, how we look at people and how we see people, I think often we feel like that's, like, a fixed trait. Like, oh, this is the way I am. And maybe the way you are is just perfect and positive and happy and seeing the best in others all the time. But, like, I think most of us
are not.
We can always
like
do
that.
Better.
Yeah. Yes. So it's, like, if you're sitting there and you're listening and you're like, oh, I mean, that's great, but, like, I don't see people like that, or, like, I don't know if I can see, like, the good in people, or, like, see the God in people. And, I just want to say that that is definitely a skill, like, that is a learned skill, it is work, it's not at all, like, this is the way I am, this is the way I see things. It, like, it takes practice, but also the good thing is that, like, you find what you look for, so if you're looking for, like, ways to be defensive or, like, bad things in people, like, that is what you will find, but that also means that, like, if you are actively looking for the good things in other people and the things you can appreciate and, like, the little bits of, like, God in people and situations, like, that is what you will find. It might take a bit, but, like, and it kind of, like, rewires your brain over time. Like, the more you think about it and look for these things, like, that is what you will find.
That's great. I've talked about it a little bit on the podcast, but there was, during my junior year of high school, towards the end of the year, I really, like, was struggling with loneliness and, like, a lot of people in my life were, like, not including me in things, and I felt very, like, I don't know, on the outs. But, like, instead of trying to look for, like, the bad in people, I like, guys, there's power in prayer. Like, pray for specific things, and they will be given to you. But each morning on my, like, walk up from the lower lot at school, because it was, like, it was a long walk, okay, guys? It's really long. But I would just pray for, like, a spirit of, like, empathy to be given to me so that I can, like, see the good in other people. So, like, I just think that's a great thing to pray. I would love if more people could pray for, like, specific, like, God will give you specific parts of himself for when you need strength in that area. So just, like, praying for, like, a spirit of empathy and a spirit of understanding and, you know, patience or whatever you need for the day. Like, pick a fruit of the spirit and pray for that for the day, you know? Like, what do you need more of right now? And that will be given to you. So I just wanted to encourage you guys to, you know, if it's something you struggle with, like, you actually don't have to do it on your own. Actually aren't supposed to.
And you can't actually do it on your own.
You're actually not good enough.
Yes.
Like, and we're not good enough either. So we're never going to have the self-control to do it ourselves. So, like, just asking for the Lord's help in that and inviting him into the way that we see other people is a great thing. So
always include the Lord, guys.
That brings me to the other passage in James that I was gonna talk about earlier, but we can circle back.
I'm fine. Just another thing that's remarkable, I think, about, like, how you look at people and what you're looking for and, like, what you're praying about is that, like, if you're sitting there and you're like, well, maybe I can try to find God in other people, but I definitely, like, can't find that in myself. The better you get at, like, finding that in general, like, if you start with other people, you'll get better at finding it in yourself too. Which is just, like, a nice thought. Like, you can love yourself more through loving others sometimes.
Circle back. Again, this is still James chapter 4. But it says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet what you cannot get, what you want. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means oh my gosh.
So true.
Enemy.
Enmity.
Animosity.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm here.
Enmity. Let me see what my version says. Whoever wants to be the friend of the world becomes the enemy of God.
Yeah. Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Mm. Or do you think scripture says that without reason that he jealously longs for the spirit he has caused to dwell in us? Mm-hmm. But he gives us more grace. That's why scripture says God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. So if you are humble enough to recognize, hey God, I don't have this together. Mm-hmm. I really need help in, seeing more of your spirit in other people and seeing more of your spirit in myself. Like, check your motives. Check your motives on why, when you ask for wisdom. Do you want wisdom because you want to get what you want and you want everything to kind of work out for you? Or do you want wisdom because you want to do work that is aligned with God's will? And so just like, yeah, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. So if you approach the throne of God in humility, you know, it's saying that, like, if what you are asking for is aligned with God's will and mm-hmm. what you are asking for is for the good of, God's plan, then, like, he will give it to you. When you are in need, there is nowhere else you can get what you need other than from God. And so if you are having trouble, putting some of these things into practice, like talk with a trusted youth leader or, a trusted adult, parents, or even peers. Like, I think this would be a really great thing to ask even like friends to yeah. hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm. And I think there is power in numbers. There's power in prayer. I think that's been something I've had to be like, hey, can you like keep me accountable if I am dwelling on something I'm frustrated on for too yeah. long, you know? Because there is like especially if it's something that has like happened with other people or whatever, I have a tendency to full disclosure that like if I'm frustrated by something, like I tend to dwell on it yeah. and I need people to kind of like hear me out and hear like
yeah.
like allow myself to vent but then check and be like, hey, it sounds like you're just like really dwelling on this and I think you need to just kind of like move on right. And that's a hard thing to hear and that's a hard thing to say to people too.
That's true.
Been on the other end too, where I'd be like, ooh, hey, it's I don't like think this is helpful for
you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. But I
think something else.
Yeah. I think that is also like a very, powerful thing to do, for the people that we love. Mm-hmm. And I think can be, again, another tangible way we show mm-hmm. them that we love them because
right.
we don't want them sitting in things that are unhealthy for them,
100%.
You know? And so I think that, yeah, there's my two cents. Anyway.
Yeah. During our creative arts camp this summer, me and our other, I was counselors with Cora.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
This is so fun.
And, also one of the other interns, Kennedy,
love
she was
her.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
I was just going to talk about how at the beginning of the week, we both kind of just said to each other, we're like, hey, like, we don't want to be complainers this week. Mm. Like, we're just,
yeah.
we're examples for these, students who are coming here. We don't want to dwell on the things that, you know, annoy us because, you know, it's a tiring week. If you've ever been, if you're interested,
online. Go to snlym.com/events.
Yeah.
You can sign up
so
for Creative
fun.
Arts Camp.
I don't know if you can sign up yet, but
well, not yet.
But
you can also
it's a great week.
Find out what
yes,
we post
should.
About it.
we're
so good at our
we're
job.
Great at this.
Yes.
But we're just like, yeah, it gets tiring towards the end of the week, and when we're tired, we can like. complain more. So just, like, choosing to, you know, keep each other accountable of that. Like, let's see the good in things. Let's see the good in other people. And let's not complain about it. And, like, you know, there's, like, once or twice during the week we're like, hey, no complaining. We're like, oh, yeah, sorry. And then, you know, you just move on from there.
Yeah.
So it's a great one.
Yeah, well, like, I would say just, like, to like, wrap it up on one kind of, like, verse is kind of John 13:35 is, this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another, which is kind of what it all comes back to. So as you're thinking about, you know, how you can show love to people and how you can find, like, the joy of God in other people, that's how you show that you're God's people to those you love and those you might be working
you
on
might
loving.
Not like.
Yeah. Working on loving. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Because it's we're all work in progresses.
So true.
So.
Sick.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. Thank you for joining us.
Water.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Amazing. We're all wearing the same shirt.
Yes. This
I
is
know,
amazing.
It was just meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Literally.
So good.
So true.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is it for this podcast episode.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. There should be more in this little seminar series. So
yeah.
Really excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, guys. What do we want to say?
We
pass them.
Pass
the salt on three. 1, 2, 3.
Pass the salt.
Bye.
Bye. I think there should be, like, a point where we just, like, we just are all in different seats. Kick that fundamental attribute.
Yeah.
And so kind of, like, a big thing here with...
You gotta drink the water when she's talking about psychology, man.
Oh, yeah.